frustration.
Good morning. Looks like one. Sun's just breaking over the trees. Where are you at? What's your etta? I got a little bit of a late start. I just left my house. Oh my. Okay. I'm going to go get a Starbucks then. Yeah, so like 15 minutes should be there. Alrighty then. Like this brisk weather. Fall is finally here. I don't like what it's leading to, but I do like this. Yeah, I feel the same way. I'm Larry Peer trying to see how far I can get on it. Well, I mean, of course, right now you're rock solid, so we shall see, but I don't know. Just be your little puddle jumper for a little while. Actually, where I am now, it's better than what it used to be, but I'm only less than 2 miles from the house. Just stay up to watch the game. Hold on a sec. Got a Starbucks newbie, couldn't find my drink. Happens about every third or fourth time. Him out of there that fast? Yeah, I think when you first start, you get the window, and then as you learn the drinks and everything, you know, they move you maybe into something else, but it seems like the noobs get the window. And so I was asking if you stayed up for the game. I did. But I ended up, I think, about the 12th inning. I just said I was going to go listen to a bedside. So I listened to the last two innings bedside. And I heard the walk-off, so I just kind of went, yep, and turned it off and rolled over. Yeah, I think I was watching to the 14th. And then I said, no, I can't deal with it. I checked the score this morning. I wasted all that time. I thought it ended in the 13th, if I'm not mistaken, but it was late anyhow, about 1:30. Was it the 13th? Okay, maybe I don't remember. I thought I was saw the start of the 14th, then I fell asleep. I guess I could be wrong, but anywho. Yep, bummer. Ah, well.
got three big trucks blocking, driving in all three lanes of Square Lake Road. It's ridiculous. So I gotta try to get, around these guys. Always fun.
Who's Michigan playing today?
They're on the left coast, playing USC.
Roger, did you see Penn State last week? I mean, losing to Oregon, I guess, wasn't a big deal. You were talking about, you know, two teams up there in the, you know, top echelon, but he dumped a UCLA. Are you kidding me? And it screws everyone up now.
No, I did not see it, but I did hear about it. So, anyways, well, stuff happens. Yeah, Michigan's the underdog in this one. We'll see. Now, my son is taking his son to the game, so that should be fun.
Yep. Yeah, it's funny having USC in the Big Ten. I don't know how he'd feel about that, but hey, whatever.
Oh my God, will people learn to drive? That's ridiculous. There's a ramp here that's for two lanes down to one. And they're just dilly-dallying, entering the expressway. Don't people know you're supposed to get up to speed before you enter the expressway? Yeah, I don't know if it's the poor quality of driver's ed, or it's just people are idiots. I don't know. It drives me nuts. Anyways, finally on 75, so I think it should be 10 minutes.
Okay, well, I just pulled up, so I'm going to hose the inside. I'll leave a light on for you.
Sounds good. What was that guy's name? Didn't he always say his name? I can't remember.
Which guy?
The Motel 6 guy. Didn't he always say, like, my, you know, I'm so-and-so and I'll leave the line for you, or am I thinking of somebody else?
Well, honestly, I don't remember a, I can't remember his just a call. Alrighty, I'm gonna jump inside. We'll see you when you get here. W8F.
Roger. KDR.
KDR test. 1-2-1-2. KPR test, 1, 2, 3, test.
KPR and ADDF, copy.
Okay, just playing with toys.
And I'll tell you what. I got to do a little shopping trip. I was just looking at the list. You know, my wife gets mad at me. Didn't you buy this? It wasn't on the list. Yes, it was. She insists. So now I'm looking for that very thing, and it's still not on the list. But if I don't remember to get it, I'll get in trouble.
Well, of course. That's the way it works. Oh, there's a bunch of clouds. There's a line of clouds up there. It looks like a front coming through. Better not rain after I get this wash.
Yeah, they're way to the north, though. I don't know. I was debating. It's clear to the west. So, unless that's coming down.
I see they're working on the roads near you. Your road's not paved, right?
Nope. Dirt road.
That's why I gotta wash this car all the time. Yeah, that's why I will not live on a dirt road.
Country living in the city.
So if they came along and said, we'll pave your road, and it's only going to cost you so much, good price, would you vote for that?
Yeah, at this point, I probably would. There was a long time I wouldn't. Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, a lot of people don't want it. There used to be one road in our subdivision that wasn't paved, and when they built the new development, that you had to pass through our subdivision to get to, all the trucks went and used that road, and they were complaining, all these trucks picking up all this dust and dirt and everything. I said, well, you voted not to have it paved. Don't come complaining to us.
Yeah, I mean, I don't complain. You know, what I wish they would do is I wish they would limit access on our road. You know, our road is the main thoroughfare in and out of the sub. And they never, we got trucks and all sorts of other stuff flying up down there, and it just tears the road up. You know, and I always thought they should just put a barrier at the end of our street so that you can't get in and out of the sub. That end it, so to speak, while it's dirt. Otherwise, you know, it's just like we get all sorts of huge, oh, there you are. Anyhow, I don't know, it just gets to be a real mess with all the big, heavy trucks.
All right, I'm just about pulling the car wash. See you, Peter. I'm still waiting for the guy. Hey, I got a question. On your Larson antenna, is the black coming off? Mine is coming off pretty bad. I'm a little disappointed in that.
Oh, yeah, it's annoying as hell. Comes off pretty easy. Have they guided you in yet?
No, I'm waiting. I don't know where the guy is. Where are you? Are you coming here, too?
There's only one guy, and he's out here drying the car in front of me, and I'm just coming out. So he's probably going to hold me up. He's coming back there now.
Oh, the easy of the one guy in the front and the guy in the back. One guy's doing both jobs?
Hi, he's just drying off my car now, so he'll be back there in a second, I guess, to let you through.
Yeah, this is a one-man operation today, huh?
All right, here he comes. Boy, he is running his head off.
Yeah, the guy is usually with the dryer. He's a pretty grumpy guy. I don't know if that's the guy or the guy who usually takes my ticket is pretty nice. But the guy who washes, man, if you don't stop right where he says, he's like, here.
Yeah, and that's the guy that's running solo today.
Wonderful.
All right, well, call me when you get out. I'm going to go to the grocery store at Campbell in 14.
Okay, he's just spraying me down now. Yeah, sounds good. I got to stop and buy a bunch of Gatorade. That's about all I'm going to be able to drink tomorrow. So, got to find a place to do that.
No idea. I don't buy the stuff, so I don't know where the best place to get it is. Hell, you might try Amazon. Have it dropped off on your front porch tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I don't think we'll get there in time. Our Amazon delivery is usually later in the day. All right, entering the tunnel. KPR.
All right, I'll probably be in the grocery store by the time you get out, so we'll catch you a little later. W8FU.
Back on the mobile. KPR. I got a poop. W8FU.
Pull that out?
No, not yet. Working on it.
Can you hear some plop fizz in the background there?
Yeah, you know, like I said, not yet. Still, I'm still trying to find that port at sea.
All right.
Oh, what's going on in cow country?
Just waiting for the birthday girl to wake up. She had a bit of insomnia last night. Was up till at least midnight.
Yeah, I think the area collectively had a little of that. Most people were up till 1:30. Watching the Tigers.
Yeah, before I went to bed, I saw looking at the news that they were in the 15th inning or something like that. I was like, geez, they're going to go for a doubleheader.
Yeah, usually a game like that, you know, it'll just keep plugging along and then, you know, everybody's getting tired and somebody makes a mistake and it's all over. Ah, well, seems like that's what happened. Also, seems like the calls were getting a little funky toward the end there, quite questionable. But, you know, that's what homies always think.
Yeah, I mean, people are starting to get tired, probably even the umpires, just getting mentally drained.
Alrighty, I'm just pulling down my street. I'm going to get inside and tend to that item, that pressing matter. We'll be back a little later. W8FU.
Take the Browns into the Super Bowl. 7-3, hey, bye.
N8HLY. N8HLY. N8ASD.
KF8DRC, WD8KLL. KF8DRC from WD8KLL. Nothing heard, WD8KLL clear. KVXM mobile monitoring.
Italy Zulu 5, Kilo Sierra Zulu. Italy Zulu 5, Kilo Sierra Zulu.